Hassan Rouhani, Iran's president, claimed that a new oil field containing 53 billion barrels of crude had been discovered. If true, this would increase Iran's proven reserves, already one of the world's largest, by about a third. Iran has struggled to export oil since sanctions were reimposed by America last year.
The Central Bank of Zimbabwe began reissuing Zimbabwean dollars after a decade-long hiatus. The new notes are in effect the country's third currency in the past 3 years. The government has tried to stay a step ahead of a shortage of cash caused by high inflation and economic mismanagement.
Spain's general election, the fourth in 4 years, gave no party a majority. The socialists, who had been hoping to move closer to one, actually lost 3 seats. They swiftly struck a deal with the far-left Podemos party to attempt to form a coalition. Even together, the two parties will need to find support among several regional parties to get over the line.
Venice was hit by its worst floods for half a century. Water entered St. Mark's Basilica, causing grave damage, according to the city's mayor.
The Dutch government backtracked on previous pledges and reduced road speed limits to 100 kilometers per hour, that's 62 miles per hour, during the day to help meet a court-ordered reduction in emissions. Farmers have also been asked to cut back on livestock in order to reduce nitrogen.
In the British election campaign, Boris Johnson's Conservative Party got a boost when Nigel Farage, leader of the Brexit Party, said he would not field candidates in the 317 seats the Tories won in 2017. The pressure was on Mr. Farage to go further and withdraw from all constituencies where his party threatens to split the Leave vote.
The first public hearings were held in the inquiry that will determine whether Donald Trump should be impeached for asking the Ukrainian government to dig up political dirt on Joe Biden. The first witnesses in the Democratic-led process were diplomats with responsibility for Ukraine.
America's Supreme Court rejected an appeal by Remington, a gunmaker, to block a lawsuit from relatives of the victims in the Sandy Hook school massacre of 2012, in which 20 children and 6 adults were killed. The lawsuit accuses Remington of illegally marketing combat weapons.
An appeal by a murderer against his life sentence on the ground that he had already died in hospital was rejected by a court in Iowa. Benjamin Schreiber argued that his heart had stopped during an emergency procedure in 2015, but the judges concluded that the convict is either still alive or he is actually dead, in which case this appeal is moot.